AM W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A jury has awarded columnist E. Jean Carroll over $83 million in her defamation case against former President Trump. ABC legal contributor Kim Whaley says that Trump continued defaming Carroll even as the case proceeded.
He just continues to do that. That's the punitive part, punishing him for continuing to flout the prior jury's verdict, the judicial system, and frankly, Ms. Carroll's legal rights in this moment.
Mr. Trump is appealing Friday's judgment. Multiple sources familiar with negotiations on the emerging Senate border deal confirm that the soon-to-be-released bill will give the Department of Homeland Security the authority to shut down the border if migration numbers surge over a certain quantity. A local state of emergency in Wilmington, Illinois, with parts of the city evacuated due to rapidly rising river levels occurring from the melting ice jams that formed earlier this week. This is ABC News. Turkey wants to buy U.S. fighter jets.
The State Department has notified Congress that it intends to sell F-16 warplanes to Turkey after using the fighter jets as leverage to ensure the NATO ally would approve Sweden's bid to join the alliance. According to a U.S. official, Congress still needs to approve the sale, and one last NATO holdout, Hungary, still stands between Sweden and its accession to the alliance. Shannon Crawford, ABC News, Washington.
A wrestling icon stepping down after a sexual misconduct lawsuit.
Vince McMahon resigning from the WWE's parent company one day after a former employee filed a federal lawsuit against him and another former executive alleging serious sexual misconduct, including that she was offered to a star wrestler for sex. McMahon stepping down from his position as executive chairman of TKO Group Holdings, the parent company of WWE. Despite his resignation, McMahon has denied wrongdoing. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
And I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
President Joe Biden visits Superior, Wisconsin, and you heard it as it happened live during the Todd Allbaugh Show.
We are happy to be here covering President Biden. He is bringing news. $1 billion is going to be awarded here in Superior, Wisconsin. It is part of the infrastructure bill. This bridge is going to be replaced. So vital, not only to the city, but to the region.
News that matters to you and your community. Count on coverage from your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, lost of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin's Chippewa Valley is reeling from the news that two big hospitals and several clinics are closing this spring. As Mike Moan reports, it will hurt older people who need long rides to get to health care.
Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls are among the many areas served by the new Freedom Transportation Program from the Center for Independent Living. People with disabilities, frail elders, and veterans are given rides to the doctor, grocery store, and for other basic needs. Program Director Bobby Hegna says the roster of volunteer drivers has had difficulty recovering from the pandemic.
We have some counties that there are no drivers in, and so we're constantly recruiting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
The closures also include some primary and specialty care locations. Hegna says one of the effects is that many patients will have their appointments on the same day at other providers, putting more pressure on existing drivers. Jim Flaherty with AARP Wisconsin says there's real concern having fewer providers will impact older residents in rural areas, which have aging populations. He says closing gaps will require community involvement. Flaherty adds telehealth is a good option and infrastructure needs to catch up.
Wisconsin has a great need for stronger, high-speed broadband service. It's got to be affordable and it's got to be accessible.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers and the Republican-led legislature have been at odds over how much state money to commit to current broadband efforts, with more federal support coming in. As for the closures, Hospital Sisters Health System says they'll likely happen over the spring and that it's trying to safely wind down services as it transitions patient care to other providers. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Some flurries or freezing drizzle today, some fog as well. We'll see a high around 35 degrees. For tonight, some drizzle or flurries and patchy fog, lows around 26. For Sunday, partly sunny, a high near 35. Rain and snow mix for Monday, 38.
Right now, 31 degrees.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
January 27th, 2024. If it's 7 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha on Civic Media's WAUK 101.1 FM 540 AM, The Shaw. I'm your host, Don Brown, the son of a scooper's boy, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown here in the Walk Radio Studios in the old NAMI building at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, right around the corner from Theodora Yeoman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in this Shaw. Yeah, that is a mouthful as far as intros go. And you'll notice there's no music this morning. Anya got sick. Hope she gets better. But Johnny's been here to fill in rough and ready, and he's got us good to go. He's got us flannel on, so he's ready to go. And hey, Johnny, don't be afraid to grab a mic there if you want to contribute. You're the man, Johnny. He helps out at the farmer's market, and so he's going to be my Roz today. Tomorrow, January 28th, marks the first anniversary of my mother's passing. I was blessed to have her. She was with us for 90 years and a real role model. She was the first woman in her family to graduate from college. She was a successful teacher and was married to the great love of her life, my dad, for more than 65 years, and brought 10 children into the world, and just an amazing life. And perhaps her greatest legacy, in addition to the love she had for her family and her community and the people around her, was her ability to deal with the great tragedies in her life, and just an enormous source of strength and her faith, the faith of our ancestors, she always held strong and always instilled it in us. And perhaps the greatest tragedy she suffered that any parent could ever suffer was outliving one of her children. And for us, it was the third member of our family, our brother Ned, who died of leukemia in 1964, back when the research simply wasn't there. And it was essentially a death sentence. But she always kept his memory alive, and again, just amazing job keeping our family close together through many of the tragedies in life. And today's guest has a similar journey. This is Candace Strong, whose sister Trisha Wright had lost her battle with cancer in 2012, and in her honor, she started a charity called Trisha's Troops Cancer Connections. She was on Civic Media about a week and a half ago on Earl Ingram's show, and that was a really amazing show, and obviously to a bigger statewide audience, including some national callers. But we're honored to have her here in the Shaw today to talk about her amazing philanthropy. Candace, welcome. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing today?
Good, good. Real glad to have you. And yes, you didn't hear my title track, my walkout song. You won't hear too much music again, because Johnny's filling in. But at least we're live and local, and that's the important thing. And it's a really special show, as James Santel says on his show, Morning Cannolis. We have an ambitious but achievable agenda. We're going to talk about Trisha's troops in the first hour, as well as some local news. And then in the second hour, we have some members of the Waukesha Firefighters and the Union Local 407 and a fundraiser they are promoting on February 24th. And the proceeds of that fundraiser will go towards one of the firefighters' families, the Schroeder family, whose daughter, Mary, 7-year-old Mary, is battling leukemia. So this this really hits home with me, and I'm sure with Ken. I'm really excited for Candy to meet the firefighters, and maybe members of the Schroeder family will be here too. So again, this is all live and local. And so for a lot of my listeners who don't listen to Earl, tell us about Trisha's Troops.
So Trisha's Troops was started, actually my sister Trisha was diagnosed back in 2010 with stage 4 colon cancer at 35.
Wow.
Out of the blue, as it always is,
sure.
It seems. She had two little girls at the time, 2 and 7. And so we really just experienced what people go through when you're going through such a challenging experience and mm-hmm. diagnosis. And it was really because of the outpouring of support that we received as a family that really made my sister and her husband think about what do other people do if they don't have this.
Wow.
They had the resources. They had the family support, the church community support. I mean, everybody was wrapping their arms around us.
Sure.
And the difference that made, they couldn't take her disease away, but they sure brought us through that time.
Yeah.
And so really her and her husband just kind of prayed, you know, God, you bring us through this surgery and we'll kind of do what you're calling us to do. And so she was a nurse. He was in business and I was in nonprofit work. And
nice.
And all together, it just kind of felt like we were getting called to do something special. Mm. So while she was going through her own fight, she was looking forward and behind people that were going to be coming, you know, through this behind her. How can we make this better for people?
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned this because in my social media post yesterday, I did a hashtag cancer can't win, which was once a motto of Roswell Park, which was the world's first cancer research hospital in my hometown of Buffalo, where my brother had been treated and other family members. And I don't know, about halfway through that campaign, the motto got changed to "We can't let cancer win," because I think there was this fear of offending those families like our own who'd lost loved ones to cancer. But I don't agree. I think, you know, cancer can take lives, but it can't take the indomitable spirit of families and communities that look out for each other. And of course, Candy and your family and your Trisha's Troops are a shining example of that.
Yeah, absolutely. We try every day. Kind of my motto is that you can bring purpose through your pain.
Absolutely.
And so, and I always hated when people would say, like, you know, like she lost her battle or something like that,
right.
Like your brother.
Yeah.
In a sense, like that feels like she didn't fight hard enough. And in
right,
reality,
yeah.
You know, there's some things we can control in life. There's some
yeah.
things we can't control.
Yep.
And so, you know, just that fighting spirit, I'm sure, of your brother, of my sister, and so many people going through it. We just got to keep carrying on in their memory to really bring some purpose through it and really be able to impact the people that we can.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit, what are some of the specific services Trisha's Troops provides?
So one of the very first things that we did when we first got started was offering a fresh bouquet of flowers to new patients at ProHealth, because that's where my sister was receiving care and she received a bouquet. So that was our very first thing.
Sure.
And then from there, we really dove into the financial assistance that people need while going through treatment. So often the your income may be going down because you can't be working
right
as you could or as your spouse or your
sure.
care team.
Sure.
So as your maybe income is going down, those expenses are going up and including like increase in transportation costs going to the cancer center or to the hospital, whatever that might be. So we really focus on the non-medical daily living needs and expenses that
right.
people experience.
Sure.
So last year in 2023, for the first time, we provided more than $100,000 in direct financial assistance to people
wow.
Throughout Southeast Wisconsin.
Sure.
And so that's focusing on groceries, rent or mortgage, transportation, utilities, any of those daily living things that
wow.
become expensive. We try to ease that burden a little bit.
That's great.
other services we may help with is home cleaning,
okay,
laundry services, just those things that become hard that we take for granted.
Sure.
When we're feeling well,
sure,
we try to ease those burdens for people.
Oh, I love it. We're taking your calls for Candace Strong, or Candy you go by as well, right?
Either one, whatever you like.
Here at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. And hats off to Johnny again, pulling off just some great work here while being understaffed. So really, really grateful for all that you do, Johnny. And that's great that there's even some financial support.
Yep, exactly. So we do up to $500 in direct financial assistance for those that we can approve. And I know that doesn't sound like a lot to some, but for many of our patients that we're helping, that's really what might get them to be able to get to their radiation treatments every day.
Okay.
Be able to get their food on the table,
sure,
for a season until maybe they can get on disability insurance. We're trying to
so many
help
gaps
with that
in our
gap.
Safety net.
Yep, exactly. So we're really helping with that kind of stuff. And most recently, last year, wow, we were so grateful to receive a grant from American Cancer Society and Cole's Healthy Families.
Nice.
That allows us now to focus on what we say, the things that we can control, which is how we eat, how we move, the group support that we have. That really launched our organization in another direction rather than just being the financial assistance. Now we're really diving into the wellness part, and really not just helping people that are going through cancer currently, but those survivors as well. Because I'm not sure if you know this, the data is really strong now that the way that we eat and move and all of these things can help improve the response to treatment, reduce the risk of cancer recurrence,
sure,
and really helps gain a stronger quality of life, both mentally and physically. So we're really excited to be diving into those controllables.
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's one thing I learned from my own family's journey, even though I wasn't alive when my brother was alive, was the impact of something like this on non-patient siblings. And does Trisha's Troops provide any support for the rest of the family?
So that's what we're hoping to really dive into this coming year. Talking with our board of directors, we recognize that we need to be providing that comprehensive support. When people are looking to Trisha's Troops to help in the cancer journey, we want to provide that comprehensive support. So we now have a new location.
Okay.
Where we're able to do group support and all
these
kinds of things. So we're able to bring on somebody this year. You want to really make sure we have the right people in place with the right qualifications and skills.
Sure. Counseling is so important.
To do this correctly. Yes.
Good mental health is everybody's right. You know, everyone, I don't think there's such a thing as a normal person anyway. We're all dealing with different struggles in our normal day-to-day life. But then you put something on this, like a very serious illness, like cancer, different forms of cancer, then that's just an even greater, in many cases, seemingly insurmountable. Mm-hmm. So it's great that that counseling is available.
Yeah, like when we thought about it at first, like with someone like Trisha, they had the financial stability.
Sure.
So what Trisha's Troops was doing wouldn't have necessarily helped them.
Right.
And so we really want people to be able to have a place that they can go to receive that support and care. And even in addition to like the counseling of like the professionals leading groups and workshops and things like that, there is such power in getting together with others that get it, even that peer support. That's really what we're finding is, you know, we've got people coming together into our space around others that get it. And we had this, you know, a woman that came in and said, I love walking through these doors because I'm not just taking my cancer. I have active hope when I walk in here.
I love that.
And I love that too.
We're going to move to some community messages, but we'll be right back with more with Candace Strong and Trisha's Troops on This Week in Waukesha. Do not go away. Plus some basketball scores, high school and college, from this week. Don't go away.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Her name is Pam Yonke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station, Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM in Hayward. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Jahnke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the fabulous farm babe Pam Jahnke on The Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM in Hayward.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
The world is waiting for the sun to rise. Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha. And as I mentioned in my first segment, that because we don't have Anya today, we don't have music. So I'm going to give you a little acapella. So you're in for a real treat. We would have led with our usual walkout song, Give It Up by Hot House Flowers. And the second song was going to be The World is Waiting for the Sun to Rise by Waukesha's favorite son, Les Paul, with his wife, Mary Ford. And we're still waiting, although it's no longer dark. Looks like a cloudy Saturday morning here. And on This Week in Waukesha on WAUK 101.1 FM. And don't forget, you can always catch us on the Civic Media app. So you can catch This Week in Waukesha on all your favorite programming on the go. So you don't just have to hang out in your car all the time. So I am joined by Candace Strong of Trisha's Troops. But first, a couple community announcements. Excuse me. Sorry. Last night, the Black Shirts of Waukesha South lost a tough one to Kettle Moraine, 70-53, but the game was much closer than the score indicated. It was a real battle, and really proud of the Black Shirts, really taking on, really giving it to the number two team in the Classic Eight, and probably one of the best teams in the state. That Lasers are now 14-2 after last night's victory, but Black Shirts actually led for a while in the first half, and Lasers took advantage of some open shots from three-point land, and they were leading at 10. But Blackshirts pulled within, like, 5 in the second half. It was a great battle. Evan Stout led all Blackshirts with 14 points, followed by Yovani Perea with 13 points. And the boys also lost a tough one on Wednesday night at Muskego. But last Saturday at the Luke Holman Memorial Tournament, they were victorious over East High in West Bend, the Suns, that they're called. And Evan Stout had a career-high 24 points. And in the tradition of the tournament, in which the opposing team's coaches named the most valuable player for the opposite team, Evan Stout was awarded the MVP of the game. And so congratulations to him. And Black Shirts, overall, great team effort in that big win last Saturday. So what else going on? Oh, other news, but actually, no, I want to pause for a second. The Luke Holman Memorial Tournament takes place at Brookfield Central every year, and it's in honor of a young basketball player from their school who had a pretty promising college career. He transferred from UW-Milwaukee after Bruce Pearl left to UW-Lacrosse, and he died tragically, and his body was found in the Mississippi River, and it was sad, and it was he was out, and I think there was a bar fight he was involved in or something like that. In fact, I think some of his death is still questionable, but it's always it's a good time to take a pause and realize that, you know, we got to look out for our children. We got to look out for each other. And what seemed like was probably was just a standard bar night for Luke Holman turned into tragedy for him and for his family. And so it's wonderful that the family and the community does this tournament in his honor every year. It's a great opportunity for the varsity guys to play on a Saturday. Usually they're playing on Fridays and also play different teams that are outside their conference. So, but it leads into a good point with my guest, Candy Strong, about the importance of having family and community around during these times that maybe not as predictable as what happened to Luke Holman, but still when a family member is diagnosed with cancer, it comes as a huge shock.
Absolutely.
So
yeah, it's not new to anyone, but when it happens to you, it feels like you're the only person in the world going through it. And that's why it's so important as community and organizations and things like that to really try to wrap our arms around people, because you feel like you're on an island
Yeah.
And it's those little touches from people that really helps pull you through and gives you those glimmers to get through each day, one day at a time.
Sure.
So that's kind of what we're trying to do. And, you know, one of the things that we do at Trisha's Troops is we provide totes, little care totes to
nice.
People that we provide to the cancer centers to be able to give out to people on their first treatment. And we get so many responses just saying to know that someone outside of my family cared about me and was thinking about me is
right.
so special. And so, you know, the things that we put in there is like a warm blanket, fuzzy socks, chapstick, hand sanitizer, a journal, all these different things that can provide comfort and relief while they're going through a hard time. And so that's kind of a cool way for the community to get involved with us. If there's ever people that are listening, if there's ever community groups or businesses or churches that want a hands-on way to be able to just kind of wrap your arms around people, we do have a wish list for that on our website. So oftentimes groups will do a supply drive where they pick up the water bottles, whatever's on our list that we need.
Sure.
People can do a supply drive, drop off what they want, and then we're able to put them together in these bags, which typically value around $65 to $75 per bag that we're given
okay.
out. So we're only able to do that thanks to our community. So if people look for a hands-on way, that's one great way that people can reach out.
That's terrific. We're taking your calls for Candy Strong of Trisha's Troops, 844-967-2789. And if someone wants to volunteer for Trisha's Troops, either individually or as a group, how do they reach out?
They can reach us. The phone number there is 262-303-4034. Otherwise, they can access our website at trishastroops.org. That's TRICIAS troops.org. From there, you can see everything that we've got going on.
What's the phone number again? I'm sorry.
It is 262-303-4034.
Okay, great. Correct. Thanks.
Yeah. So the website has everything that people might need to be able to get involved. I'm the full-time person there. So if you reach out, you're going to probably get me or my colleague, Shelley. And so we really, for our volunteers, we have an event that comes up every year. We use volunteers for that. But we really just like people to use the skills that they have, whatever they may be able to offer, and contact us with that, because we like to think outside the box. Are there things we can be doing, skills we can utilize that we can better improve our programming and services? So wow. Oftentimes it's really on call. Just we have a need that pops up for volunteering and we'll reach out to somebody.
That's great.
That's able to help.
And what's your, I guess, geography for the families you serve? Are they
yep.
pretty much local here in the Milwaukee area?
Yep, Southeast Wisconsin. So when we first got started, it was Waukesha County. And since we've grown, we're able to do our bordering counties as well. So so nearly all of Southeast Wisconsin.
Okay.
And we serve, in 2022, our youngest was 2. Our oldest was 86. So we serve
wow.
all ages, all cancer types. People are able to apply for our support. Some of the programs require an application, like the financial assistance. Some of them, people can just get involved without having to be approved. So, again, go to the website, and there's all the ways that people can get involved there.
That's terrific. And John, another minute, Johnny? Yep. So we're going to pause for some more very important community messaging, but we have so much more to cover here with Candace Strong and Trisha's Troops. And don't forget, in our second hour, members of the fire department will be here. Their union's organizing a fundraiser for one of their own, whose daughter, Mary, is 7-year-old daughter, Mary, is battling leukemia. And we're going to connect them with Candy. And so really looking forward to that second segment. But more community news from us here when we get back from This Week in Waukesha on WAUK. Do not go away.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A jury has awarded columnist E. Jean Carroll over $83 million in her defamation case against former President Trump. ABC legal contributor Kim Whaley says that Trump continued defaming Carroll even as the case proceeded.
He just continues to do that. That's the punitive part, punishing him for continuing to flout the prior jury's verdict, the judicial system, and frankly, Ms. Carroll's legal rights in this moment.
Mr. Trump is appealing Friday's judgment. Multiple sources familiar with negotiations on the emerging Senate border deal confirm that the soon-to-be-released bill will give the Department of Homeland Security the authority to shut down the border if migration numbers surge over a certain quantity. A local state of emergency in Wilmington, Illinois, with parts of the city evacuated due to rapidly rising river levels occurring from the melting ice jams that formed earlier this week. This is ABC News.
Badgers knocked down the Spartans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wisconsin sailed to an 81-66 win over Michigan State. A.J. Storr with 28 points. Head coach Greg Gard still battling that flu bug on his team's performance.
A lot of good things that I saw tonight. Really proud of our guys, of how they, you know, it's as close to a complete 40 minutes as we've had in a while. I thought individually Chucky, Max, and John were really good on Tyson Walker, who's a terrific player. And I thought Tyler and Gilmore did a good job on Malik Hall. And then obviously offensively, we shared the ball. We moved it, you know, to have only six turnovers. And obviously, AJ, the basket looked like the ocean to him.
NBA, the Bucks made it official. They have signed Doc Rivers to a contract, making him the next head coach. Interim head coach Joe Prunty on losing to the Cavaliers 112-110 at home at Fiserv Forum.
Good game, competitive, physical. Obviously, we came out on the wrong end of it.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Some flurries or freezing drizzle today, some fog as well. We'll see a high around 35 degrees. For tonight, some drizzle or flurries and patchy fog, lows around 26. For Sunday, partly sunny, a high near 35. Rain and snow mix for Monday, 38. Right now, 31 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers.
They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are our efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't
know. Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local civic media radio station.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
AUK.
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 Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha, and the third song would have been Sooner or Later by the Grassroots. Sooner or later, love is going to get you. Sooner or later, love is going to win. And I always play that song around this time because Valentine's Day is just a few weeks away. And Wednesday or Thursday, I thought I was being a great husband by getting a what I thought would be an early call-in for a reservation at one of our favorite restaurants, Tufty's Tables. But when you go to their online booking, not only is Valentine's Day already booked, that whole week is already blocked out. So, guys, got to hustle. Are any of you looking for that special someone from your loved ones? I will for sure check out the Chocolatier on Main Street, one of our favorite. I think it's Au Chocolat. And pick up that special someone, something for my special someone. And, but, yeah, I did I broke the news to Melissa last night, and she was a great sport about it. And so we'll find another good place. Any recommendations, we'll take them. 844-967-2789. And before we continue with Candace Strong of Trisha's Troops, I want to mention that the UW Badger Marching Band will be at Waukesha South High School on April 7th to perform their high-energy interactive show to help shake away the winter blues. See band, you can see band alumni from many Southeastern Wisconsin high schools and the rest of the band perform music from the Fifth Quarter, Disney, Frank Sinatra, Taylor Swift, and more. Seating's limited, so order your advance tickets online today. Proceeds from this event will support both the UW-Madison Varsity Band and the Waukesha South High School Band program. So I say order tickets online, but was not given a link, so I'm sure if you call the Waukesha South High School, they'll be able to give you details on that. So that sounds like a fun event. And back with Candace Strong of Trisha's Troops, Cancer Connections. Candy, you wanted to do a deeper dive into one of your service offerings.
Absolutely. And just real quick before I dive into that, speaking of Valentine's Day that week, Trisha's Troops will be one of four cancer-supporting organizations that's going to be featured at the Milwaukee Wave game.
Nice.
And so if people want to get tickets for that game on February 16th.
Okay, that Friday after Valentine. And a great correct. Valentine's Day gift.
A great Valentine's Day gift. So, great thing to do with the family.
I love it.
A portion on our link on our website, we have an event calendar. A portion of every ticket that's sold from our link will go to Trisha's Troops. So it's a great way to get involved, get out with the family, and go do something fun in support of our cancer community. But moving on.
I think that's terrific. So
yeah.
Hey, and then before that, now you have a Valentine. Your husband's a police officer, correct?
He is, correct. Yes.
So we've got two heroes here in the family for the kids to look up to.
That he is for sure. I can't say so much about myself, but yes, we're blessed to have a very, very brave man in our household.
That's great.
Serving our community.
That's great.
Yeah. So deeper dive into one of our programs. As I mentioned before, this grant we got from American Cancer Society and Coles Healthy Families allowed us to look at survivorship in a new way. They really wanted to do kind of a pilot program focusing on healthy eating and active living, which sounds kind of boring, right?
No.
Not everyone's going to be excited about that. But the cool thing is that the data shows that this is really great stuff we can be doing both for reducing the risk of developing cancer and preventing recurrence if someone does have cancer. And so if there's any survivors listening, survivors, thrivers, we have this great program that we get to offer for free in Delafield at our location. We have a 2,700 square foot office now in Delafield
nice.
Next to the Smiley Barn.
And it's bigger than most restaurants.
It is. And it was like this dream scenario where we were able to focus on this. Now, all the things that we're promoting, we're able to do under one roof. So we've got about 1,000 square feet in the front where we can do activities and things like that. So if people that are survivors sign up for our Project Connect program, which is really connecting those dots of the healthier choices we can make in our lifestyle, they get a whole gamut of awesome resources and ways to get with other people that are going through cancer or survivors. So focusing on the active living portion of it, we have a weekly workout on Thursdays from 5:15 to 6:15 p.m. at our location. And that's a great time for people to get together and do some cardio, some stretching, some movement. This program also comes with a resistance band, so we can be working on our strength. The recommendations from from the data that's out there is for people to get 150 minutes of moderate activity when you're not in treatment and 90 minutes of activity when you're in treatment or working up towards that. And so that's one way that we can be getting people out, get moving. And with the fitness band, the recommendation is to get 2 days of strength a week. And that can be even as simple as just using that fitness band. But so people receive that for free. They can do it at home. They can do it at Trisha's Troops with us. They also get a 12-month membership to My Victory. It's an online resource that people can do workouts, yoga, meditation on demand. So we provide that for free to our people that are going through that. We provide a book called Moving Through Cancer, which really provides the hows and whys of why it's important to move when you're going through cancer.
Okay.
I think really like the mindset is when you're sick and not feeling well is to not move. And the data is showing the opposite of that. It seems counterintuitive, but the more you're moving, the more you are helping with your fatigue,
yeah,
quality of life, all of these kinds of things, all the different benefits from that. So from the healthy eating perspective, we've got an incredible oncology dietitian on our program who's also a survivor herself now. She has a navigating nutrition course that people get to go through online because of this. And it's a wealth of information of how to make some simple changes, adding in healthy fruits and vegetables and the why. She really does a great job with that. We're able to give $50 in healthy pantry essentials delivered to someone's home to help get some healthier items in your pantry to make better choices. And then we've got a really awesome program on Monday mornings from 10 to 11 at the office. We're doing mindfulness and meditation yoga. And it's cool. our instructor does this beautiful job of really just slowing things down and bringing things into perspective and getting that healthy mindset. So between the books and the supplies and all that good stuff, we've got great resources. And the best part is just the camaraderie of people that are walking through that door that said, I didn't know where my people were at. I didn't know how to get through this, but together we can do it. So it's been a really beautiful transformation that we've been able to create at our office and offer to people.
So those are like the yoga, that's not like I said, the whole family can participate together in.
So currently it is survivors. So
Okay, I'm sorry.
Survivors that are within 10 years of treatment is what that is. And going forward this year, we're really hoping to expand that net to be able to be the co-survivors as well, which might be spouses, other loved ones.
Yeah.
So that's what's on the dock for this year.
Because even with survivors, it's fair to say there's non-patient siblings that have also lived through this, and they've developed some sort of trauma that they're dealing with on their own.
Absolutely. Yes. And so, like, I know when my sister was going through it, you just want to do anything to help your person that you love so much to get through it. And I think it'd be great to be able to be a support person, to be able to go do these workout activities and go do the cooking and really do it as a team.
Right.
It's so much stronger than having the courage to go by yourself and jump into something. It's kind of nice to be able to do it with somebody else. So that is going to be a big focus. And in addition to the support group kind of opportunities that we're really focusing on this coming year, we want it to be not just for the individual, but for the surrounding people as well that are loving them through it, because it's a lot, and it helps to be able to get through it with other people that get it.
Sure. That's terrific.
Yeah. And so some of the other stuff that we have going on in the building itself, you know, I mentioned we've got the big open area for the group workouts and things like that. We've got a full-size kitchen, so we're able to focus on like cooking demos and things like that. We also have a wig room. So if there's people that are experiencing hair loss due to cancer, we really want to create a special space where they could get fitted for a wig.
But that's not available to anyone suffering from hair loss, right? Like myself?
I'm not sure if we can help you.
I'm on my own. That's why I wear a hat all the time. I think that's wonderful, though, for cancer patients.
So much of what we're doing is based on our own experiences and trying to make it better for people. And when my sister had to go through finding a wig, you know, we had to go into a public place, somewhere that did not get the journey. And
just didn't feel dignified.
It did not feel dignified. It was heartbreaking, actually. And we were able to support each other and laugh through it, which you shouldn't have to.
Right.
So we have this private space where no one's walking in our doors but people that are impacted by cancer. And so we have a room where their friends or family can be with them as they're getting fitted. And the wigs are all provided for free of charge. They've been donated from the community. So there too. If you have a gently used wig that you'd want to donate, we are able to provide those free of charge to women that are in need.
Sure.
Yeah.
So that's terrific.
So exciting stuff. Yeah.
It really is. Do you organize any of other kind of events where like survivors can get together? Because I imagine there's just a bond, like just what you just explained with your sister, for survivors and their siblings or their closest loved ones can kind of reconnect. Because I mean, I know there's so much strength that comes from people that have lived through similar circumstances.
Yeah, absolutely. There again, that's going to be the focus for this coming year, is to hire on a coordinator for all of those things, to be able to bring events together, just gatherings. We were talking about even being able to do like game sure. nights with each other sure. or movie nights or things like that, just so that you can draw from other people. But we do have an annual event every year. We have an annual gala, which is what fuels our mission.
Yeah.
So that typically brings in, I think last year, about $120,000 for us,
wonderful.
Which is a huge portion of what sure. we're able to do in a year. So that's coming up on May 17th.
That's my mom's birthday.
It is.
I love it. Yeah.
That's awesome. We'll celebrate her that night.
Oh, that's great. Where will it be taking place?
So that will be at Marriott Milwaukee West.
Ooh.
If you know where that is.
Where is that
old,
again?
It's by the old American building. By Point Burger Bar, kind of across the street from there.
In what town? What town is that?
In Waukesha.
In Waukesha. Okay.
Yep, off of Highway F.
Highway F. Okay.
Yep. And so this year,
I think I know where that is.
Yeah, it's a great location. It's a great space. This year, every year is a different theme, different activities.
Does it overlook 94?
It does.
Yeah, I think my brother-in-law was married there. That's where his reception was. So
lots of good memories for
sure,
you.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, it'll be a great time. We're calling it Blast from the Past. So we're going to be celebrating the decades of the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Oh, cool.
So you can bust out your bell bottoms or whatever you might want to wear from your favorite decade.
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm. And people can sponsor tables or like, is it eight people to a table?
10 people to 10 a table.
People. Oh, okay. Even better. Yep. Oh, so couples can come. Hey, Johnny, can you get the door, Johnny? Awesome. I think one of our firefighters is, oh no, it's a, yep. He got it. He found his way in. Of course, they're firemen. They know how to break in. No, I'm just kidding. So, oh, this is great. Yeah. Dan Natling just walked in with one of his fellow firefighters and, they're going to be joining us in the second hour, which will be coming up soon. So we might even have him come in sooner if that's okay, Candy. We
absolutely.
Can get connected with these
merrier.
Fellas. So. This is terrific.
Wonderful.
So, I'm excited about the gala. I'm going to see if we're available, if we don't have any softball tournaments.
Absolutely.
Is it a Friday night or a Saturday?
It's a Friday night. We've got okay. some dueling pianos lined up.
Those are fun.
So that will be really fun, celebrating all the best hits, the retro hits.
Okay.
So get your playlist, whatever you want. If there's any recommendations out there for what we're putting on our playlist, let us know. Let us know your favorites.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So the gala. And Johnny, don't forget, May 17th, Friday, at the Marriott West for Trisha's Troops. And this can be called Blast from the Past, right?
Absolutely.
Sounds good.
And we love having businesses get involved in sponsorships, auction donors.
Sure, sure.
Individuals, yeah. groups, whatever, participating. It's a good time.
Maybe we can get the firefighters local 407.
I think that would be great.
They're here in attendance at the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown here at WAUK.
No pressure, guys.
So,
but
no pressure.
We hope you'll be there.
Yeah, they're having a good laugh over it. So this is their first time here, but their boss, acting chief Joe Hoffman's been on a couple times and wanted to be here today, but couldn't, had some business take care of in the city. But I'm really glad Joe reached out to me to make this connection. And the timing could not be any better. So we got about a minute, Johnny. Okay, so I just want to make, I have a quick announcement here before the break, if I can get to it on time. Let's see here. Yes, the Waukesha Public Library is offering free tax assistance for anyone in the community who needs it. Appointments are on a first-come, first-served basis, but persons need, you can just call in. I'll have a number for you after the break when This Week in Waukesha continues. Don't go away.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Her name is Pam Yonke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station, Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM in Hayward. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Yonke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke on the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM in Hayward.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m. You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Don Brown, and I'm joined by Candy Strong of Trisha's Troops. And before the break, I had a little bit of a coughing fit there, so I apologize. We cut out a little early. But for those of you looking for free tax assistance at the public library, you can call the circulation desk at 262-524-3682. That's 262-524-3682 to schedule an appointment. That's the Waukesha Public Library text service. And another great service from our Waukesha Public Library, right around the corner here from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. And Dan Natelli and Mark Schrader are here in the waiting room, waiting to come on in the next segment and to meet Candy Strong here with Trisha's Troops. One more announcement here in our Carroll University Minute. Carroll University's Founders Day convocation will take place in the Chetuk Auditorium on January 31st at 4 p.m., That's this coming Wednesday. This year, they'll have a panel of speakers focusing on some of the great contributions to community service in the local area. The event's free to attend and open to the community. That's the Founders Day convocation at Carroll University. And Carroll University Athletics Department is proud to announce the hiring of Chris Tadley as the eighth head coach, women's soccer coach, in program history. He inherits a team that went 11-6 and 4-1-3 in the CCIW last season, which ended with an appearance in the CCIW tournament championship game. So best of luck to Chris. He's inherited what looks like a very strong program and obviously be looking to take it to the next level. Tadley came to Carroll from UW-Madison, where he spent the past 2 years as a volunteer assistant coach in charge of coaching the goalkeepers and preparing scouting reports, recruiting, game model development, and implementation, as well as video analysis and film breakdown. So we look forward to having him here in the Shaw. And some other announcements. You know, last week, you might remember, we had Coach Lindsay Schultz and her star guard, Olivia Renhal, on, and they were riding a 9-game winning streak. That day, they were playing 8th-ranked Illinois Wesleyan at the Van Mail and lost a heartbreaker, 72-68. They're actually on the road to Decatur to take on the Big Blue of Milliken, who they upset in a huge victory last December. One of the greatest sporting events I had the honor of being a part of. We actually broadcast that game, and it really was special. And in spite of the loss, the Pioneer ladies team's having a great year. And men's team are doing good, too. They also lost to Wesleyan last week, but they're down there at Milliken. It'll be another doubleheader against another great CCIW team. So we really wish them well. And coming back here with Candy Strong, has Trisha's Troops reached out to Carroll University at all? Is there any relationship there?
There is not yet, but I would love for there to be one.
Sure, because they've got a great nursing program.
Okay.
And just a really active student community that's looking for different ways to contribute.
Absolutely. If there's anyone at Carroll that wants to reach out, We love getting people involved young and early and that are passionate about what they're doing, because just the community involvement, the community partnership, that's what we're all about, is to be able to find different ways that we can work together, make better outcomes.
Sure, sure. I know the football team had a strong partnership with Big Brothers Big Sisters, so I'm sure there's some different groups that would love to support Trisha's troops. We'll see what we can do to make a connection.
That would be wonderful.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, speaking of connection, we do one program we haven't talked about yet is a program called Connecting Over Coffee. And that is a support group that we created that's already in place. It's peer-led. It's someone from our community that is a survivor of kind of late-stage cancer, and she really feels passionate about getting with others going through it. So she created a coffee program. There's actually a women's and a men's.
Very cool.
And so people just come into our office. The third Wednesday of every month is the women's group from 9:30 to 10:30. Mm. And there's a men's group the fourth Tuesday of every month from 6 to 7 a.m. for those early risers. And it's just a great way, especially with men. I mean, men aren't always great at talking about things. And so the men's side of things, the men's group was started by a husband whose wife is going through cancer currently.
Oh, gosh.
And he reached out to me and he said, I'd really like to assemble where we can kind of be vulnerable together and talk through stuff. He was saying oftentimes we feel like we need to be that rock. And so often, you know, what we've experienced too at our office is men that, you know, when their wives go in a different part of the office, that they will come back by me and say, I can't thank you enough for what you're doing, and break down in tears because there's someone else supporting them.
Yeah.
So just want to let people know if they want to get together with others that get it from any aspect, whether as the survivor themselves going through cancer, a spouse, feel free to come join together with us, have some coffee. It's a great space at our location next to the Smiley Barn in Delafield.
So, the Smiley Barn?
Do you know of the Smiley Barn?
I don't. I thought you said Smelly Barn initially, which I think would be funny because, you know, barns have a certain smell.
They do. This is a Smiley.
A Smiley Barn.
In Delafield. It's off of 94 and 83. It's a big yellow barn, and there's a giant smiley face on it.
Oh, and it's not a business, or it's just a barn?
It is also a business.
Okay.
And it's also a toy store.
Oh, okay.
I'll give a plug for Smiley Barn.
I love it.
Smiley, not smelly. Yeah. I've got a 5-year-old. Every time mama goes to work, got to go stop in at the Smiley Barn. So. Go check it out.
Nice. Are these like kind of handmade or homemade toys then, or are they different? Okay, just
all variety
like Fisher
of stuff.
Price and the like.
All unique, more unique stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Neat.
Old school.
Artisanal though, kind of.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, did you say candies too?
Yes, they've got a whole bunch, like a whole candy area of old school kind of candies to check out.
I love watermelon candy and butterscotch.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll have to when I go to visit Trisha's troops.
Not sure if they have that or not. Come see us.
You'll have to check out the Smiley Barn. Yeah.
There's also a nice Olive Garden next door to us as well.
Oh, really? Okay.
So lots of reasons to come visit us.
Sure. Yeah, it sounds like a great neighborhood.
Yes, it is. It's wonderful.
That's neat. Now, what's your outreach like to other businesses, like say like an Olive Garden or any of these like neighborhood businesses or the chains? Do you get much support from them? Or
we get amazing support from the community. We've got a list of probably like 1,000 businesses. So like we've got our event coming up in May. So right now we've got some volunteers and my colleague and all of us hands-on working on trying to reach out to different businesses for sponsorships, silent auction, any of the different ways that they can be in partnership with us. So that's a big job of, you know, there's so many businesses that want to do good out there, and it's just really connecting those dots and getting those things lined up. So we've
been
very, very blessed to have great support from the community.
Terrific. Hey, less than a minute in our first segment. Wanted to thank everyone for bearing with us and thanking Johnny for his heroic efforts in keeping this show live and local. We're without music today because Anya's out sick. But in the second hour, definitely tune in because we got Dan Natling and Mark Schrader, the fire department, about a big fundraiser for Mark's daughter, Mary, who's dealing with leukemia in the second hour. So stick around for this very special episode of This Week in Waukesha for hour number two. And put some more coffee on the pot or get those eggs going because we'll be back in about 6 minutes. Thanks again, and we'll see you then on WAUK. See ya.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North. 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
The Todd Alba Show.
The immigration challenge in this country, as Jorge Ramos, the great author, likes to say, you can build as many and high walls and deep walls as you possibly want. But until you start addressing the problem within countries, people will keep coming. For all of our faults, people still look at America as that shining city on a hill and want to come here, and I believe that makes us stronger.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC.